We're getting down with the sounds. Oh, I tell you what. You know what that means? We hear that sports theme.
It's going down for real.
Yeah, yeah. You know it. Come on, man.
What do you think?
I think the Niners going to lose this weekend. No, we got the Seahawks winning.
Come on,
we'll
Mike.
We'll be tied for number one.
Mike,
in
we were
the
talking
NFC
about
West.
Before we went on the air. It's what? You know you're good when you're.
I know I'm good. I get that.
No, you know you're good when you lose and you're still number one in the power ranking.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
That wasn't definitely wasn't Seattle.
How what?
It wasn't the Seahawks.
Come on,
no,
man.
It'll be interesting. I think both teams are kind of setting the stage to.
It is for Thanksgiving Day. That's going to be a heck of a game.
We'll
in Seattle on Thanksgiving, yeah. By the way.
But we got homecoming this week.
We do. And well, look at these two gentlemen you've got with you here for Blue and Gold Show.
I know. Welcome, Warrior fans, to another edition of the Blue and Gold Show. It's homecoming week here at Del Norte High School, and we got homecoming game tomorrow night as Del Norte will take on the Eureka Loggers. They will play 5 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity at Mike Whalen Field. Should be an exciting Saturday homecoming next week. And with me in the house today, we have Joe Marujo and Colton Shad. Joseph is a senior and Colton is a junior. Joseph, you want to give a shout out to all your fans back at home? Say hi to your family.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad.
Colton, would you like to say hi to some of your fans out there?
Hi, everyone. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
No. What about sisters, cousins? Nobody?
Come on. I didn't do.
Yeah, I had to pull something else out of them. But let's talk a little bit about volleyball before we get into football. Volleyball, what a dominating league performance for the volleyball team. 21-8, ranked number 7 overall in North Coast Section Division 4. They won 24 straight sets in the HDN, going 8-0 in league play. Seedings for them start on Sunday. Congratulations to the Warriors as they finished off Fortuna last night. Colton, you were at the game. Tuna Gymnasium kind of gets packed quite a bit, but I tell you, that whole front, a whole side was full last night to say goodbye to some of the seniors. You've watched some of the volleyball in the last 2 or 3 years. It's fun to watch volleyball for Del Norte because they get out and get after it.
Yeah, definitely. It was fun last night. We had Fog Bank there, throwing out towels.
Bigfoot.
Yep, that was pretty cool.
You know it's a big game when Bigfoot shows up.
Yep.
Now, Colton, real quick, this is kind of off the wall a little bit, but, you know, you guys put in a lot of time in the offseason. There's another program that puts a lot of time in the offseason. You see them around the weight room and stuff like that. That volleyball team puts in a lot of time, and the program is pretty good.
Definitely, yeah.
Some of those seniors on that squad, you've probably seen in the weight room a lot. McKenna Curtis puts in a lot of time in her craft. What's it take to be that top-level athlete when it comes to your sport?
Year-round work. Even though the season ends, it's just getting started, you know?
Absolutely. And let's move over to the soccer side of things. Girls soccer 2-8-1, league play 2-4-1 in third place. Couple pivotal matches coming up for the girls squad to see if they can make North Coast sections this year for the second time in a row when they just made it for the first time last year. So Coach Cindy Henson, to talk to her earlier, the team's on a roll, has been playing pretty well. Had a tie against Ferndale the other day, which was they hoped they could have come away with a win, but they'll battle for the next three games to see if they can make the playoffs. And as for boys soccer, they have their eyes on a league title as they're 7-4-1, 6-2-1 in league play, 1 point back. It's a point system in soccer. I'm still trying to learn how all that works. You can tie in soccer and win a point. Did you know that, Colton?
I did not.
You get
that.
3 points for a win and 1 point for a tie. See, now you know. You learn everything. So anyways, the boys have 3 games left in league. If they can win out in league, which they might not be favored, but all games should be very highly contested. If they can win out the next 3 games, they will be league champs in league and be able to host one of those home soccer matches. If not, they are ranked number 7, a log jam at 4, 5, 6, and 7. 4, 5, 6, and 7 are all the big 4 teams in the HDN. So a lot of movement in playoffs for the boys soccer squad when it comes to them and playoffs. They'll finish off league play at the end of the month, and then seedings will start right after that. Well, let's talk a little bit about football. We're going to talk to Joseph first here. Joseph, not only the first time on the show, first time listening to the show, and I'm not going to call you out or anything, but you will be listening from here on out, right?
Yeah, I'll be listening.
All right, yeah, the first time listening to the show. What's it like to be part of this program? You started when you were a freshman. Now you're a senior, running onto Mike Whalen Field to play Eureka for the last time. What's it like to be part of this program?
I've had a blast with this program. It's really been an exciting experience, you know, having a bunch of people on my side ready to...
ready to root you on, right?
Yeah.
How cool is it to walk around town, especially with your Del Norte gear on? Because within this community, they rally behind not only football, but all sports. How cool is it to go through this community with your gear on?
It's so cool that the community rallies around their high school and helps us get better and supports us through the sports that we do.
What's it like? Just kind of, what's the feeling like when you're back there behind the snack bar and you come around that corner and everybody's out there cheering you on like that?
It's nothing you could ever talk about.
It's just
something you feel, you know, when you're running out on that field, you just get that spike of adrenaline and it just feels amazing. You know, watching all them people in the stands.
Yeah. I keep thinking to myself, I could still do that. I could still run out on that field.
And then
I just sit back on my coffee and I go ahead and call the game. But Joseph, I can definitely tell you have a lot of fun out there, and it's great to see so many of the Del Norte fans out there supporting you guys.
Yeah.
Colton, league play, Mike Whalen Field. Yep. We talked about it a little bit before. It's October. It's almost a different feel.
Oh, for sure. You know, that fog starts rolling in. The lights are shining down. It's awesome.
Is there a mindset that you guys kind of flip? You've been playing for you know, quite a few years when it comes to playing at Mike Whalen Field. What's that mindset flip as league play comes?
It definitely gets a lot, you know, harder. It's faster. Everyone's hitting harder. It's muddy out there. It's a dogfight all the way through, you know.
Do the coaches' mentality change?
Yeah. I'd say it definitely picks up, you know.
It's getting the
serious.
Intensity?
Yeah, it's getting serious now. League play. Yeah. And it's Eureka, you know.
Right. You can't lose to Eureka. Joe, we talked a little bit about, we're not just talking about you personally, but special teams have struggled this year. We've talked about it on the radio, and you're a big part of the special teams. You guys have been working hard in the last couple of weeks to try to make a difference in the aspect. How big is it for you guys to step up and be special here in the last 3 weeks?
Yeah, we've been working on special teams a lot lately. We've switched some things around. We have a different game plan going into this games Good. Going forward. So I think we're prepared on special teams.
Awesome. And you guys definitely take some heat, especially from guys like Colton and stuff like that. But special teams is such a huge part because it can spark the crowd and it can spark everything in the momentum of a game. And it can really be a special part. So how big is it for you in league play to make sure you guys make a difference?
It's important because
you got to get these guys off the field, huh?
Yeah, you got to get them a break, you know?
And definitely in all those aspects. Colton, let's look back at the non-conference. It's been, you know, I ran through all the Cal Preps thing here for you. And I, you know, obviously, thank goodness you don't give a care about about what it has to say. But it's been a tough one. Couple tough losses up in the Rogue Valley that you wish you could have back in a lot of ways. In both games, you led in the fourth quarter, right? But taking a look back at the non-conference, what were some pivotal moments in the non-conference that have kind of made you guys where you are today?
I think, you know, whenever you take a loss, you take it two ways. You know, if you lose, you get your head down. Yeah, that can mean your season. But if you lose and you keep your head up, you know, you can learn a lot from that. You move on, get better. And then our last against Oakland Tech, I think we really came together and everything started clicking, you know. And then against Eureka, put up 14 offensive points and 6 defensive points. I think this week we're going to look on, get some more offensive points up there. But 21-0, that's not bad.
No, absolutely. Anytime you go to Albee Stadium and you're able to run away in that aspect, is definitely a big deal. Yep. We're going to take a quick break in the action. And when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Eureka and probably about Fortuna and St. Bernard's coming up. We'll be right back.
You have places to go and life to enjoy. Make the most of every mile in a Mazda. Choose from a full lineup of Mazda 2022 all-wheel drive vehicles, sporty sedans, hatchbacks, and sports cars, all with cutting-edge efficiency, trusted technology, and award-winning safety features. A premium vehicle with pricing that matches your budget. Find the Mazda that's just right for you at bbmazda.com or drop in at Bernie Bishop Mazda in Brookings, where we strive to improve your drive.
Taking care of each other. That's something the team at EcoNutrients knows all too well. Owned and operated by American veterans, they're now on another mission to help farmers, backyard gardeners, and ag growers keep synthetics and toxic chemicals from entering our bodies and contaminating the planet. EcoNutrients free consultations will help deliver results. EcoNutrients, from protecting the country on the front lines to protecting our planet back here at home. Visit EcoNutrients.com to learn more. That's EcoNutrients.com.
Welcome back, Warrior fans, to the Blue and Gold Show here, homecoming weekend. And just off the top, we want to make sure that we remind everybody there is a homecoming parade. The homecoming parade is today, 3:45 to 4:30 downtown Crescent City, and it'll take the parade route on 8th Street to and 3rd Street. So make sure you get out to the park and downtown, and make sure you root on the homecoming parade. We haven't had one in 2 or 3 years, so hats off to everybody involved in bringing that back. You guys got to be excited, Joseph. You got to be excited about a homecoming parade, right?
Yeah, I'm very excited. This is the first time I've ever had to do this.
So. I know it's first time in like since COVID, I think, that we've had the homecoming parade. What are you guys gonna do? Are you guys hopping on a boat, on a float, or what?
Yeah, we're hopping on a float that the moms made.
You let your moms make the float. You guys didn't decorate.
Hey, yeah,
that's exactly what happened, right? Moms did it, right? Colton, is it your first year for a homecoming parade float? Or? Yeah,
first year for homecoming
parade. Yeah, this will be pumped up.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty cool.
It'd be pretty cool. So we got to make sure we get everybody out there. You guys gonna be tossing candy or no?
I'm not sure.
I know my littles will show up if you're tossing candy.
That's the plan, but I'm not 100% sure.
All right, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah, because you know Miley and Jackson will be there as long as you're tossing candy.
All right,
Joseph, Eureka comes to town tonight. You know, we've talked about Albee Stadium down there. It's a tough place to play. It can kind of get thick and sloppy down there. You're back at home at Mike Whalen Field. When it comes to special teams, what's different about Mike Whalen Field rather than other fields?
We know how the conditions are going to be at our field. We know what to prepare for. We know how to prepare for what we need to get set for, what the ground's going to be like, you know.
Yeah. So a big difference in that aspect. Does the crowd play a big of a difference when it comes to special teams?
Yeah. When it comes to special teams, that crowd really does. It really gets our energy going and makes us able to get down that field a lot faster than we could on away games.
Absolutely. Colton, we talked a little bit about Eureka, and we talked about, you said, you know, 14 points on offense, 6 points on defense in that aspect. What are you looking for Eureka to do different tonight to try? You know, they're swinging 0-7, but like we talked about, they played tough teams. They've played, every team they've played is better than the team you've beat. So
that's true.
In a lot of ways, they're battle tested. They're coming up here 0-7, kind of with a chip on their shoulder. You know, they can, you know, why can't we play with Del Norte? They haven't beat anybody good, right? So they're coming up sitting here in this trap game. You're defending champs in the HDN. What do you think they're going to come out and do tonight?
Well, looking back last year, you know, they played them the first time and they hard nosed football. And then the next game, they came out in a lot of spread and started throwing the ball. So we're looking for a little bit of everything. Might try to run the ball, might try to throw the ball, but we're pretty much set on everything. So
one would think they wouldn't come out and run the ball. I don't think anybody's run the ball against you. Who's responsible for that run defense?
All of us.
Good answer, Colton. Good answer. Taking a look at the other game, I need one prediction. Who's going to win out of Fortuna and St. Bernard's tomorrow?
I think St. Bernard's got him.
Yeah?
Yep. I think St. Bernard's is going to pull it out.
It's going to be a heck of a battle down the stretch, I can tell you that. Joseph, final thoughts on the league games the next 3 weeks? Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm excited for these next three league games.
It should be fun, huh?
It's going to be a real fun battle with all of them.
All right. So we got St. Bernard's and Fortuna tomorrow at 2, and we'll give you an update on that when we go on the air tomorrow night. You guys got Eureka tomorrow night for homecoming. Get out and enjoy it. 5 o'clock JV game, 7:30 varsity, and we're going to have a great time tomorrow night for homecoming. And don't forget the parade today, 3:45 downtown. Thanks, Mikey.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Schritt.
Hi, folks, this is Keith Urban.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan.
KPOD-FM.